Hello, my friends. Today we are talking about suggestion. And in last episode, we talked about what is hypnosis. A key part of hypnosis is receiving suggestion. So what is suggestion? Okay. So first we're going to start with taking a look at the mind. Now, there's very little that's actually known about the mind. The biggest questions are, what is it? Where is it? Behavioral scientists have been in search of the mind or consciousness for many years. But from the studies that we have, we glean that the important factors are really how we act behaviorally and how our bodies act physically as a result of all that the mind is. So some theorize that the mind and body are not really connected, but are in fact one. The body being the solid state of the mind and the action component of the mind. Therefore, nothing occurs within the body before first being conceived in the mind. So the body then is nothing more than a robot with all direction coming from the mind. And this theory is called the body is the robot theory, or the body is a robot theory, rather. So under this theory, the mind has two parts. It's conscious and subconscious. The conscious mind is purposeful, analytical decision-making provoked by thought, and its language is words, of course. The subconscious mind is like a computer. In contrast, it's accepting, emotional, illogical, unreasoning, and motivated to work for the individual, right or wrong. It motivated to work for the individual, right or wrong. It controls all the autonomic and involuntary systems of our body, including our immune system. And its language is metaphor and symbol, or visualization and imagination. So to this point, it used to be that thought that when a child comes into the world, it's basically a blank slate. That only a small portion of the mind houses primitive instincts accompanying the child. That there are no inhibitions physically or socially. But today, we know that the child begins experiencing emotions even before birth. And as the child develops, it becomes environmentally conditioned and learns through observation and experience. And these become message units that are inputs into the subconscious and stored. They are suggestions. So the environment is what create suggestions for a developing mind. Important to note. So positive messages create a positive imprint, and negative messages essentially create a negative imprint. And it's all recorded. So repetitive messages specifically create conditioning that results in attitudes, beliefs, and behavior. And so we will talk a little bit more about the laws of the mind, but it's good to understand that one of the main laws is the law of behavioral psychology, which is whatever you reinforce, you get more of. So whatever you focus on grows, essentially. Okay. Now, hypnosis is the bypass of the critical factor of the conscious mind. So essentially what that means is we are, through progressive relaxation, we are penetrating the conscious mind and working with the subconscious mind. And if the body is a robot theory is correct, that means we have an opportunity to reprogram essentially our conscious mind, which allows us to operate differently in the world, which is kind of cool. So if you're familiar at all with the Life Coach School, she talks a little bit about, differentiating between circumstance and thought and feeling, them all being very different things, right? Circumstance being something that is unchangeable. It's a situation. It is the reality, right? But your feeling about that has to do with how you think about that situation, right? And it all comes down to language, really. We think it's semantical when we talk about the specificity of language, but it really does make a difference, because when we think about saying, husband versus boyfriend, or that man versus, that woman versus mistress, right? In the context of a situation that's painful, right? It really changes our emotion around these circumstances. And if you're interested in learning more about how that applies in life coaching context, I would research The Model by Brooke Castillo, and she talks a little bit more about this in that specific application. But if this is all really, okay, if our thoughts are really what control our outcomes, right, why is that? And it's because the suggestions we receive, which is our surroundings, right? The things we hear, the things we consume, right? Via media. The thoughts we think. It's all energy. Yeah? And it is the chain. It is the beginning of the chain. The suggestions we hear that direct our lives. And the reason for that is because suggestions are what condition our thoughts. And our thoughts are what create our feelings. And our feelings are what create our actions. And our actions design our lives. Yes? So, in the context of something like birth, where there is a lot of uncertainty, you really have very little control over the circumstance of birth, right? What happens? What you do have control over is your mind. And that is the context of everything in our life. That is why hypnosis is extremely important in preparation, because when we understand how to prepare our minds and control our minds, we essentially control the outcome. We control whether or not we have a positive birth or not. And we control what we feel. Sounds crazy, but if you can control how you feel emotionally, why wouldn't you be able to control how you feel physically? Just a question to ponder. Okay. So, life coaching, if you want to kind of give yourself some context, and I would say like life coaching, meditation kind of falls in the realm of controlling your feelings, where hypnosis can really help you control your physical state, which inevitably will control your feelings. But I do like, in preparation for something extremely eventful like birth, I think it's important to incorporate both. And even therapy to some degree, therapy works with your conscious mind, right? But if you feel like you need to address something critically impacting your life, right? Now, if there's something that you need to deal with, know, I would say hypnosis is the best way to heal those things quickly. Therapy will bring about the awareness for that. So it's not really an either or, but therapy, life coaching, these things will help help bring about the awareness of what is there. Yes. And hypnosis can help deal with those things at a very deep level, right? At your subconscious level. Okay. So suggestions are what? They are the things we intake. Our environmental conditioning, and essentially suggestions become our thoughts, right? You are thin, or you are rich, or you are whatever, right? Those are all suggestions. What you're watching, all of these things, the media that you're intaking. Be careful what you consume, because they all leave suggestions with you. Okay, and I don't say that to be a weirdo, but it is really essential to pay attention to what suggestions you are taking in. Yeah? Okay, so I will leave you with that for now. What suggestions or limiting beliefs are you holding on to right now? It's a good place to start. Or maybe what kind of suggestions are you taking in that maybe you don't want to anymore? That's another good question. Okay. I'll leave you with that, and we will talk next time. Have a lovely day.